Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We've all envisioned Election Day 2020. With all the information being thrown about by both presidential candidates, America will now have the final answer. If you haven't already done so, get out and do your civic duty, as today is the day. Join USA Radio News' Tim Berg as he heads up our panel of experts election night, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on USA Radio News. It took only 24 hours for Eta to go from tropical storm to a Category 4 hurricane, and is likely to reach Category 5 as it approaches Nicaragua. Current sustained winds are nearing 150 miles an hour. Flooding, landslides, and nearly 3 feet of rain in portions of Central America can be expected through the week before the projection of Hurricane Eta moves back into the Caribbean, making a U-turn through Guatemala and Belize. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today is the general election for America 2020.
I chose Western Pennsylvania for my first stop as a candidate, and now for my last stop before Election Day, because you represent the backbone of this country. Hard-working families.
We win Pennsylvania, we win the whole deal.
These I'm a man from Scranton. I'm from, he left at 9 years old. Biden's plan to ban fracking is an economic death sentence for Pennsylvania. Biden's energy shutdown will wipe out your jobs, decimate your towns, eliminate your factories, and send your state into a nightmare of crippling poverty.
Polls will close at different times in different states. The earliest is Indiana and Kentucky. They will close at 6 p.m. local time. The latest is Iowa, New York, and North Dakota, as they close at 9 p.m. local time. Be sure to join Team USA Radio News for our election results broadcast tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Vice President Mike Pence was interviewed on USA Radio Network's Wayne Allen Root Show on Monday.
Wayne Allen Root, I believe you're right about the American people. Look, this is a freedom-loving nation. I know I'm talking to the capitalist evangelist, and I mean, people in this country believe in free enterprise. We believe in freedom. And I think what President Trump has done in this campaign, and all of us have endeavored to do, has been breaking through over the last month. It's really exposing. Joe Biden is going to be nothing more than a Trojan horse for the radical left. You've already got Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders angling for seats on the cabinet table. He's endorsed a $4 trillion tax increase, a $2 trillion Green New Deal. I mean, people who listen to this program just deserve to know that he, as in the American economy, is getting back on his feet, based on the strong free market stands this president took when he cut taxes, rolled back regulation, unleashed American energy, fought for free and fair trade, and all the recovery and relief efforts that we provided to families and businesses. Joe Biden is talking about raising taxes, burying us in an avalanche of regulation, and shutting down the economy again. I don't think the American people are having it. I think the American people love freedom, and I think that's why you're seeing people rally to the cause of reelecting President Trump.
USA Radio News election coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, it's decision day all over America, and some states may be decision days, as it might be days before we even find out who is the president of the United States, as we all are on hands and needles. And I would say that as you're sitting on your hands and needles, don't forget, before you assume the position, you get out there and vote, okay? Participate in this government. This is a participatory sport. That's why it opens up our document. Our Constitution says we, the people. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we've got Dr. Lauren Ride with us, the associate research scholar and lecturer in politics, public affairs at Princeton University. And how are we doing, Lauren? Doing okay?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm excited. I really am excited for our country because, with choices come decisions and comes direction. And for all the debate that's been going back and forth, and it seems like we've been on campaign mode for years, We're going to come to hopefully some conclusion here at a time when we really need to be focused on some things. And maybe we can get this behind us and deal with, this little pandemic that's been tormenting us for the last 9 months. What do you think?
Yes. And also some information about maybe, where the country's headed, what kind of policies we'll see. People are just sick of the uncertainty, I think. And so everyone's probably a little bit nervous today, mm-hmm. no matter who they're voting for.
No, I would agree. Yeah, and I think that, but again, it's all a good thing. This is what we love about America. Where else can you do this? Where else in the world can you have this kind of vibrant debate? Now, the other stuff, we've got some other noise that's happening around. I don't know if you have seen this, but this was an intercept that was picked up by Intel that said there's already some 26 designated sites, and sadly, they happen to be in Democratic areas. And that's sad because that says something that's kind of bizarre, but that's where they're planning, some riotous activity, and I don't think necessarily peaceful.
That's really bad. And, I really hope that doesn't happen. I'm normally in the camp of people who thinks we're not in a civil war. There's more good than bad. We just need to calm down and trust our institutions, but it does seem that both Republicans and Democrats today are worried about some sort of violence, and I just really hope that doesn't happen. I know the National Guard is on call in a few areas. I know police are prepared for it, but it does make people nervous. And
exactly. Well, businesses are boarding up, Lauren. I mean, you sit there and go, wait a minute, these businesses have hard enough time right now just dealing with COVID. And now it's like, oh, we got to call timeout on business, not have people come to work and board up their buildings like we're some third world country in anticipation of another hurricane coming through. But it happens in this case. It happens to be from, some of our citizens. And I think some that, I argue, are a bit wrongheaded, because you said something was important, and that is that at some point at the end of the day, you've got to have enough faith in the institution and say, we got to work within the institutions in order to effect change, much the same way that Martin Luther King, I think, gave us a primary example. But you clearly have this other element that have clearly said to us, we want to burn it all down. Now, when somebody says we want to burn it all down and destroy America as we know it, I think it's silly, if not stupid, not to take the threat seriously.
Yes, and that's certainly disturbing. And, you know, rioting is, of course, dangerous and disheartening. And also just this is just not a politically good strategy to get people on your side. But the problem is also, you know, we have presidents encouraging people to go monitor polls and watch, and we have, you know, people open carrying at polling places, and that's not so great either. And so I would just, you know, say to both, you know, really ardent, you know, people who are angry on both sides of the political equation, it's entirely possible that Biden or Trump will win tonight. And
yes,
it doesn't mean if your preferred candidate doesn't win, that there's fraud or there's been some criminal activity. We've always had close elections in this country, and we probably will have another close one tonight. You know, maybe not, but we're not in a situation where, you know, where we have really nefarious activity going on. We actually know how to do this, and we have some trustworthy institutions at the state level that do this every 4 years.
Yes.
And so I hope everyone will encourage people who are threatening violence not to do that. And I would hope the president would be among those people too, trying to calm rather than instigate.
Well, I heard him this morning, and he spoke out against it. And I don't think that, you know, it's coming necessarily. I mean, as you said, and I agree with you, passions are running high throughout the voter politic. And this has been a very passionate campaign. And wow, it's just been amazing. And especially when I look at, you know, the crowds that President Trump has been able to garner in these last couple of days. I mean, it's amazing. You look out and you see the sea of people, and I haven't seen people like that react to a presidential candidate since Barack Obama. You know, they came out in big numbers, and they obviously love the president. I mean, to the point that they tell him, hey, we love you. And that was kind of new. I know the first time when he first heard that, he kind of take a step back and, you know, because he doesn't necessarily, at least in a business, you know, setting, doesn't necessarily have a what I would call a touchy-feely, you know, kind of demeanor.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think he's pretty good on his feet sometimes and is very, of course, beloved by his supporters. And that's what those rallies of thousands of people are his very passionate supporters. And so, you know, I think one thing we often forget is that there are fewer undecided voters this year, but
exactly,
in 2016, there were a lot of them, and they voted for Trump largely. Mm-hmm. So did independents. You know, so did non-college educated voters heavily broke for him, and that's part of the reason some of the guesswork was wrong last time around.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when we think about things like enthusiasm and who's showing up at rallies, a vote's a vote, a vote. And so
yes,
I think
right,
both candidates would rather have one lukewarm person than two very, or, you know, rather have two lukewarm people rather than one enthusiastic voter.
Well, yeah, that's two against one when you count it up.
Yep.
you're right from a math standpoint. That's why you're the professor, you know, because you know these numbers.
No.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, it's like I said, I'm enthusiastic. I'm excited about what we're learning, you know, through this whole process. Maybe, just maybe. I mean, set aside, you know, the rightist behavior. I mean, you know, some people that just want to burn America down and destroy this great American experiment. Set those aside for a moment and consider, you know, Democrats and Republicans, and I mean it sincerely. I mean, patriots, you know, people that are committed to the great American experiment. I think it's just been a an excellent process for us to be able to talk about these things. You know, as the Bible says, reason together. And we need more reasoning together, and I think that we'll be better off for that, too. So maybe this is the start of something new. More from Dr. Wright after this.
Extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ internationally on the radio in 27 languages.
In partnership with native missionaries, the Tide Ministry gives hope to unreached people groups, making the Word of God accessible to Christians as well as those who are not yet believers. This plays an important role in bringing the gospel message to those who are willing to hear it. As the Word of Hope spreads through places like Kosovo, the Tide is able to connect with more and more listeners. One Kosovar listener shares how instrumental the Tide was in his search for truth, explaining how his non-practicing Muslim family always has the radio on. The Tide broadcasts truth into their home through the voices of shepherding pastors. "Thank you for these teachings," he said. "They are so much needed in my country."
To read more stories of lives touched by Jesus and learn how the Tide Ministry is meeting the hunger for truth in places like Kosovo, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
I'm the eternal optimist. I really am. I believe in this country. I believe in the people of this country, that we will do right by each other. And, I mean, forget about some of the noise. I mean, that's there anyway. Dr. Lauren Wright, as an expert in politics, and that will tell you that the lunatic fringe has always been there. It will be there. This is part of the process. I think it just adds to what I believe is positive tension, because it causes you to really debate issues and to really appreciate what you've got in the first place here in this United States of America. Dr. Wright, what do you say?
It does, and I'm looking forward to the conversations, no matter how this ends up tonight, about the future of the Republican Party and the future of the Democratic Party, because there are, you know, there are divides there within each group that really need to be resolved, and there are factions that completely disagree about which direction their, fellow partisans should go in. And so I want the answer tonight just as much as everyone else does, but I also think it's an interesting time for our two-party system.
And politics being what it is though, in either way, I think, people are going to be shocked. And this is going to take a process. You're not going to see anything just turn around so quickly. I mean, we've seen this before. I mean, to your point, the midterms for Bill Clinton realized, wow, they got clobbered. Newt Gingrich, Republicans came in, and Bill Clinton made the announcement, well, the era of big government is now over. And he had to really gravitate more toward the middle. And I think in the process of doing so, it saved his presidency and the legacy. And we enjoyed some good years during that transition. Republicans have evolved as well, necessarily. And I think certainly maybe you could say that with the entrance of Donald Trump into the party and really, you know, spreading out the tent pegs and bringing in more people. I mean, as evidenced with some of this polling that we're seeing, you know, you started to mention the makeup of the followers of Biden and Trump. But we're seeing more minorities, people of color involved with the Republican Party and with numbers that we've never heard before.
Well, I would like to see more. You know, I am someone who used to work in Republican politics, and in my home state of California, there's actually fewer Republicans than independents right now.
Yeah, they keep moving them out.
There are states
they keep moving out.
The party really needs to make some serious changes and really try to bring people into the fold, because they still are at a disadvantage with women, with young people, and with minorities. Some of whom, as you mentioned, are, especially, among men, are starting to prefer Trump, not the majority, but a few.
Yes.
But, you know, as far as the results tonight, there are some states I think we might know earlier than later. Florida and Texas, which are very important, they count votes early. And they count the mail-in and early votes before the election day votes. And so if we have some of those swing states that break down by precinct and separate the mail-in votes from the election day votes, those might be kind of guidelines as to where the night might go. We might know by 2 or 3 a.m. It's possible.
Yeah, it's possible. Don't you think that in light of, you know, COVID and all the adjustment that was made for mail-in voting, and that some of the states didn't totally respond to saying, look, we're going to have a lot of early voting. Let's anticipate that. Let's not hold to the traditions of wait until, you know, the polls close that we start counting. You know, and I thought that was a bit stubborn on their part, that in realizing, hey, and look at the numbers. I mean, what do we have? 100 million mail-in votes? I mean, that's what gets me excited, because that says, look, at people are engaged in their government, right?
That's right. And certainly, you know, Pennsylvania, Arizona, not states to look at for the organized, minute-to-minute updates. But we have a few that could be quite telling, and depending on where those early states go, I know the New York Times is focusing on Florida, North Carolina, and Georgia. We could know the direction for the night. So I'll be watching really closely at 7 or 8 p.m. when those start coming through.
Well, it could be interesting just to watch the talking heads and their commentary, because the information will be a bit limited. And they're going to end up, putting themselves into, tea leaf reading, I'm afraid.
Yep.
And that gets to be a bit tedious, don't you think?
Yes, it does. And so when you start seeing things like whose body language is better and who has more of a smile and energy and all these things that are very hard to measure, don't count on that. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's about the numbers. And until we start seeing them, no one really knows. But, you know, there are notable differences from 2016. I think we do have better polling this time. People are more skeptical, helpfully so, and we have two completely different candidates. I mean, Biden is not Bernie Sanders, and that makes a big difference for Democrats.
Well, and there's no question he's not Hillary Clinton.
Exactly.
You know, in terms of likability and that sort of thing. I mean, Uncle Joe's Uncle Joe. And with all the foibles and, you know, the concerns for him, I know people are praying, you know, praying for him. And we see some things and, you know, and it makes us all cringe and feel sorry because, you know, for him as a fellow human being, because guess what? We're all heading to the exit. And we're all, you know, just by God's grace and mercy, we pray that we go out, you know, delicately and with dignity. And, you know, so we have to be careful. And I'm careful to appreciate somebody, you know, right, wrong, indifferent, all the crazy stuff in between. You got to give him some credit for serving the country for 47 years.
Yes. And I think he does care a lot about the country. And I think, you know, yes, he stumbles over his words sometimes. Yes, he's obviously aging. You know, both candidates are a couple of the oldest in history. But, you know, he does have a message of unity. He does have a message where he's been very careful not to alienate independents and moderate Republicans. He wants them in the fold. And so I am very interested to see whether that pans out tonight.
Well, regardless, like you say, of the outcome, what would be encouraging to me is that if people could come together. I mean, we have been battling a pandemic for 9 months, and we're really, I mean, basically we're at war, and we're at war against this pandemic. And, you know, our elected officials are at each other's throats instead of realizing, look, they're not the enemy. This virus is the enemy. And we need to support the people and come alongside, you know, to defeat this enemy. And no matter who gets the credit. But sadly, politics, and you know this, in any kind of stretch of life, in any kind of relationship, when it's all about getting the credit instead of solving the problem, we lose a sense of priority and unity in and of itself.
That's exactly right. And I think that's why we see a stalling coronavirus relief package that Democrats have said they wanted and Trump has said he wanted. And I really think we should expect better of them to put aside their differences and get people some help, especially, you know, those independent restaurants and businesses that are suffering, people who haven't gotten back to work. The food lines are still long. As you mentioned, there are some dire circumstances in the country, and politicians need to be more sensitive to that.
Well, maybe if the politicians didn't get paid until everybody else got paid, maybe that might change the temperament just a bit. What do you think?
I don't know. I like to have them on the payroll and expect some responsive politicians. And I like people to go into politics who, you know, won't just choose every other profession because it's higher paid. So I do think we need a pay rate that's fair, but also we need to attract people to be our leaders. And I'm a little bit worried that we're getting a lot of ideologues and we're getting people who are willing to go through this slog that is campaigns and getting their families dragged through. And we also need to make sure we have a civil state of politics so we get some qualified people in there.
Well, I think you touched on something here, and this is a discussion for another day, and that is when you go from one campaign to the next, when is there time to do the people's business?
That's exactly right. Permanent campaigning, not very good.
Okay, well, write that down next time you and I.
Okay,
we're duking that one out, okay? Dr. Lauren Wright, associate research scholar and lecturer in politics and public affairs at Princeton University. Thank you, Lauren. Take care. Godspeed.
Thanks, Bill.
You got it. Go vote.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We've all envisioned Election Day 2020. With all the information being thrown about by both presidential candidates, America will now have the final answer. If you haven't already done so, get out and do your civic duty, as today is the day. Join USA Radio News' Tim Berg as he heads up our panel of experts election night, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on USA Radio News. It took only 24 hours for Eta to go from tropical storm to a Category 4 hurricane and is likely to reach Category 5 as it approaches Nicaragua. Current sustained winds are nearing 150 miles an hour. Flooding, landslides, and nearly 3 feet of rain in portions of Central America can be expected through the week before the projection of Hurricane Eta moves back into the Caribbean, making a U-turn through Guatemala and Belize. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your soul. The start, the fight, your goal. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
America, good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, for more than 6 months, COVID-19 has forced millions to adapt their ways of working. In that transition from the office to the home, business and individuals have had to figure out how to keep projects moving forward and do their jobs efficiently in a remote environment, right? Well, in this rapid transition to virtual work, IT departments were put to the test and continue to be challenged by increased demand. Sunil Prashara, the president and CEO of Project Management Institute, is here to discuss the citizen development movement and how it's providing both professionals and organizations with new opportunities in the workplace. Sunil, good to be talking to you again. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very, very well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, and I appreciate your time to tell us all about citizen development, if you would, please.
Sure, yeah. So citizen development is a movement that has been developing over the course of the last few years, and because of COVID, has really accelerated in its significance in the way that work will be done in the future. As you said earlier, that, you know, there is a huge burden on IT departments now as organizations are looking to accelerate their transformation and make themselves far more nimble than they ever have been in response not only just to COVID, but also for the future of the way enterprises will be operating. And, of course, that's causing tremendous impact and demand on the time of IT departments. What Citizen Developer is doing is allowing individuals to be able to create solutions to their problems, software solutions to their problems, without the need for any specific coding language whatsoever. So if you understand a workflow or a process that you're trying to automate because it's a manual and convoluted process, rather than passing that over to the IT department to put it on their list of things that they need to achieve and do, you can actually are enabled to be able to do this yourself without the need for any coding, without the need for any understanding of how the coding works. You can create your own applications. If you understand the workflow, if you understand the process that you're trying to automate, then as the process, the application is created in the background. It's called platform. There are many of them that are out there, and organizations are grappling now at pace to use a low-code, no-code development capability to enable their entire workforces and free up the tech departments to focus on, you know, the more sort of significant initiatives that are out there. So that's the citizen development movement.
Well, this is huge. I mean, you're talking about empowering the labor force to a whole new level. I mean, win-win. I mean, the individual employee, the ID department, it takes, you know, pressure off of their workload and allows them to work on issues, let's just say, at a more significant level, right? Instead of the tedious day-to-day operations that can be automated and handled at the local level. Does that make sense?
I think that that's why it's called a citizen. It's literally enabling every citizen, whether you work in finance, HR, sales, operations. You know, you are often confronted with, you know, complex workflows or manual systems that you often dream that one day the IT department will get to it and automate it. But they're so busy and they have so much. And all it, Forrester is already saying that there is, you know, a shortage of 500,000 application developers out there by 2023. So if you can enable your own workforce to be able to solve those problems yourself, mm-hmm. without having to rely on the IT department, then you can move so much faster, so much more nimbly, which is exactly what the world is looking for right now, which is, you know, enterprises that are nimble, fast, responsive,
exactly,
and can react at pace and at speed. Yeah.
Well, the Project Management Institute, as you said, you started seeing that this was the direction things were moving about 3 years ago. And now all of a sudden you find yourself in the midst of a tsunami for the very thing that you saw. And you were probably more prepared than most people having a 3-year jump start on it. But I'm sure you probably would have liked to have a couple of more years. But regardless, when things move this quick, that means you have to learn and adapt faster, right?
Absolutely. I mean, 3 years ago, we were saying that the world is becoming projectified. We were seeing more and more projects, the proliferation of projects across every single industry group, every single sector. One never would have imagined that to go even faster as a result of COVID-19, but it certainly has, because organizations were caught. They were caught, even though they probably sensed that there could be something like this happening, they weren't really prepared for it, and that's why you see so many industries so much trouble, because their demand is completely transformed. And they're looking for some way they have to reinvent themselves in different ways. Mm-hmm. We were already on this journey. We called it the project economy.
Right.
We said that the world would become more projectified and there will be new ways of working. So we started thinking about citizen developer about 24 months ago, to say this could be a phenomenon that's really going to take over, you know, significant portions of the way work is done in the future. And I'm really, really glad that we did that, because it's positioned PMI very well
for
taking this forward beyond COVID now.
Well, we're talking with Sunil Prashara, President and CEO of Project Management Institute. You just opened up a door here, and I want to give you a little bit of time and help our audience understand when you talk about being projectified. Explain that a little bit more, if you would.
Yeah. So, as a project come in all shapes, and what we're seeing is that technology has really helped the way projects are done in different functional areas, in different functional departments like finance, HR, legal. I'm a finance guy by profession, but what I learned 30 years ago in finance today, much of what I learned has been codified. You need to learn and keep all that information in your brain because, you know, it's all systemized, it's all codified.
Right.
What that allows you to do is allow your finance workforce to be actually focused on things that matter, and let the technology handle all of the process and the systems and everything. Of course, that creates new skills, a requirement for new skills, and that allows you to be able to move a lot faster. What it means is that you can address more projects, more programs, initiatives within your organization to optimize. So we're seeing this proliferation of projects that are actually occurring at a macro level, you know, large, let's build a dam type of thing, or let's go build a bridge, to automate or systemize this particular process, or let's do a digital transformation within this specific department. We see a proliferation project. Now, that's good news for the PMI Institute, which advocates, you know, having the right skill set to be able to execute projects on a, you know, convert ideas to reality. But it really plays well for citizen developer, because citizen developer, if you know that your workforce, and not just the IT department, but your entire workforce,
exactly,
is enabled in the different ways of working to solve problems, then you can move at pace. And that is what organizations are looking to do now.
Well, okay, we're down to about the last minute here, Sunil, so really quick. What resources are available to help organizations create a culture for citizen developers, and where can they go for more information?
So the first place I would recommend is you go to the PMI.org website, PMI.org/citizen developer. There you will find a wealth of knowledge. There's a community portal where you can see what other people are saying about citizen developer, lessons learned, areas of application, best practices, and so on and so forth. We also have a citizen developer body of knowledge, which is a collection of all of the parameters and competencies that you need, effective citizen developer regime within your organization, which is great for the organization, and it's also great for the individual to learn about. We also have a series of certifications, too, starting all the way from the foundation in citizen developer, all the way to strategic, if you're involved in big overhauls or transformations of your entire organization. So a complete gambit of different enablement capabilities that you can and read up on and even certify yourself in at the PMI.org website /.
Well, whether you know about citizen development and are find yourself as being a citizen developer, no doubt this is the wave of the future, and Sunil Prashara has put us in front of it. He's the president and CEO of Project Management Institute. Sunil, thank you for being with us. Appreciate all the help.
Thank you.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is making the grocery shopping experience more accessible for customers who would like to use SNAP EBT benefits while shopping online. Customers with a SNAP EBT card can order groceries from Amazon at no additional cost and no membership required. SNAP participants can also enjoy the benefits of Amazon's low prices, vast selection, with free and convenient home delivery available. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson.
At Amazon, we're always looking for ways to improve the shopping experience and are dedicated to making grocery shopping accessible for all of our customers. With online acceptance of SNAP EBT, customers can access a wide selection of everyday food on Amazon Grocery and fresh produce, meat, and more from Amazon Fresh in most metropolitan regions.
SNAP customers can find budget-saving options and exclusive discounts across beloved grocery brands. For more information about the program, visit amazon.com/snap. Again, that's amazon.com/snap.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, fresh and independent, the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We have with us the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, and the Christian Post, Rachel Alexander. Rachel, how are we doing?
Oh, I am doing great. I'm so excited for the election.
Yes, amen. They're counting the ballots even as we're talking, and people continue to vote. It's going to be a long day, a long night. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. And I was thinking about you the other day with the report that I got in Arizona. Were we talking about a car parade that went on for 96 miles for Donald Trump there? Were you out there leading the forces for him?
Oh, they don't even need me. I mean, there are just so many Trump supporters here. I'm just like a cog in the wheel, you know.
Wow.
I mean, I've been saying, you know, for a while now, I wrote an article in September that Arizona was easily going to go to Trump. You know, why are we even talking about it being a swing state? And I don't know if you saw my article on Town Hall today, but I went over the numbers of people returning ballots, and Trump's going to end up winning Arizona by even more than he did 4 years ago.
Well, this is going to be a shock to the system of those on the left because it's deja vu, and they're nervous that they're going to realize another 2016 upset. And what I'm concerned about is how this has been hyped up by, I mean, look at the forces here, Rachel. The mainstream media, you got big tech's involvement. I mean, things that they can do that's quite frightening. And that I heard the other day that Jack Dorsey, with a simple tweet that you can't even discern and measure and be able to discover because it happens so much in the background, that he could affect millions of votes with a simple tweet. Now, are you going to tell me that he's not going to do that, or Google in their own apparatchiks, that they can do something in the shadows to favor and prejudice the election?
Right. Well, you remember the testimony from Dr. Robert Epstein to Congress, you know, a few months ago, saying that Hillary Clinton got millions more votes, something like 27 million to 57 million more votes, solely because of Google tilting the elections. And he's a Democrat. He has no reason to, you know, lie about this kind
right.
of stuff. His background is this type of research, and that's what he's come up with.
Well, and this is why it's so important for the people's response. You know, like we're talking about whether it's a 97, 96-mile long Trump parade. There was another in another area, 60 miles. Even in Los Angeles, through historic Rodeo Drive, it's all over the place the way it's taken place. Thousands of boats down in San Diego and Lake Havasu, championing the cause of Donald Trump and America's freedom. I mean, this is really what's on the ballot, and America is responding to this, and, you know, hopefully, as you pointed out, and you've been predicting, Rachel, that it is such a definitive landslide that it's going to cause people on the left to, you know, take a moment and pause and reconsider, you know, what they've been supporting and be part of, advancing the American cause instead of their own party interests at the expense of everyday Americans.
Yeah, they are going to look really bad this time. You know, they predicted it poorly with Hillary 4 years ago, but it's even worse. You know, I'm sure you're seeing all the Drudge headlines, you know, Biden up by 19 points. And if you look at all these mainstream polls, I just did a snapshot of them late last night at Real Clear Politics, every single one of them has Biden up, and that's like, I don't know, 15 polls. I mean,
right.
they are going all out to make him look like he's going to win. It's disgraceful, it's disgusting, and it's even worse because they know it's going to make Trump supporters more likely to stay at home and not vote if their candidate's going to lose that big.
Right. Well, it could work both ways. It could make Trump supporters stay at home. It could make Democrats stay at home because they go, why should I bother? It's a landslide for Biden, and it's going to be okay. But the sad thing that could come out of this, just like in 2016, is that Democrats, they can't accept defeat, so then they're going to come up with some sort of excuse and, you know, blame it on the Chinese or the Russians again. I mean, this is incredible. Just like the Biden, the Hunter Biden laptop, initially, you got Adam Schiff, who lives in a dream world, God only knows where, but maybe that's where he should reside from now on, who comes up with this Russian narrative that it's Russian disinformation. But the intelligence community came back really quick to their credit and said, no, we've studied this. There's no such thing. This has no, there's no basis whatsoever. But meanwhile, Schiff continues to maintain that narrative as if, in fact, in his world, it is fact.
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't already started coming up with, you know, ways to fight back from the Republicans stealing the election, because they know they're going to lose. I don't know if you have a lot of left friends like I do, but they're all talking differently now. They've all
realized. Oh, no. Yeah. No, they're already heading through the door of some humility with a plate of crow on. And look, we don't know until we know. All we can do is hope that the numbers of people who still believe in the U.S. Constitution, that they're going to come out in record numbers, because there is no way, because really when you look at, and I keep telling people, I go, even on our website, we have a declaration right there from the Family Research Council that delineates and explains the party platforms of the Republican Democrats side by side. It's a parallel reading. There's no argument about it. And then if you want to, you know, get involved a little bit more, why don't you read the 110 pages of the Biden and Bernie Sanders manifesto that says this is their America. Their America, that 110 pages has no parallel consistency with the U.S. Constitution. In other words, they're saying out with the Constitution, in with this 110 pages. And if that doesn't scare the holy what have you out of, I don't know what else you need to hear.
Yeah, I feel like in recent years, you know, particularly since Trump got into office, people are starting to read that kind of stuff, and they're starting to see these things. Like, it didn't happen underneath Obama. Everybody was just so gaga for Obama. But under Trump, I just see more and more people's eyes being opened up as they're coming over to the conservative side, and, you know, despite the left controlling, you know, everything from education to big tech to media to, you know, people are still seeing around it.
Well, they get glimpses of the truth once in a while. And to Donald Trump's credit, as an example, as one who's been taking bullets for the American people on and on, I mean, they say all these bad things about Trump, and then afterwards you go, hey, you know what? He was right. He was right about COVID, his response to it. I wish he would have, you know, been a little bit more aggressive, but the headwinds by the Democratic forces there on the Beltway stopped him from not closing down the East as quickly as he wanted to. He's right in calling out these Democratic states that have really, and right now it's almost like they're participating with Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party to allow their own citizens of their own states to endure an incredible amount of pain, all for the sake of this presidential race. That's disgusting, Rachel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, trying to bring up the whole race argument and, the, you know, bringing up slavery constantly. I mean, that's painful. That's not polite to do. And they don't need to turn all that up because we've mostly gotten over it. You know, I think the proof that we have gotten over that is when we nominate, the Democrats nominate a black woman whose ancestors owned slaves as the vice presidential candidate.
Right. Exactly. And so, you know, but again, but that's another adversarial force that we're going to have to deal with right now, because our hands are full in dealing with just Republicans and Democrats. And meanwhile, the ones who are out there, the anarchists who said we're going to burn it all down, they're still, you know, they're still in operation right now in hopes, kind of like, you know, those, you know, the hostage takers in Iran, when Ronald Reagan came into office, they didn't want to negotiate with Jimmy Carter. But I believe that if Donald Trump is reelected, watch what happens to these anarchists and how quick that is resolved, because this is what the people are voting for. They reject lawlessness. They reject the kind of activity that is looting their businesses in the community. They're stealing from them. They're killing jobs, and they're hurting the very people. They're not interested in serving. This isn't about any social injustice. This is everything about anarchy, the destruction of the American dream, and all about power on their side.
Well, and honestly, that's why I think they are going to lose this election, is because the American people finally said enough a few months ago when the rioting started and it didn't stop. I have personal friends, two of my very close personal friends, one who was a liberal, one who was a complete moderate. They are both now the hugest Trump fans, and they both say it's precisely because of the rioting. It scared the heck out of them. It was like anarchy. It's like you're letting the country's law and order just all go away and chaos. And so I think the Democrats, they played their race card too hard. They thought that by getting up all this, you know, race stuff, they could turn it on the Republicans. But the reality is it emboldened Antifa and Black Lives Matter to do this rioting, and now they have no way to stop them.
Exactly. Rachel Alexander, maybe what you wrote about in terms of Reagan's shining city on a hill being reinvented by Donald Trump, and that light starting to come through even brighter, which I think is just exciting, you know, for the rest of America.
It is. It is. I'm so excited. It's an awesome time to be living.
Rachel Alexander, the attorney contributor, Town Hall, WND, and the Christian Post. Rachel, how can the people be in touch with you?
Follow my articles on Town Hill and go to my main website, Intellectual Conservative.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.